You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Today, Governor Mike DeWine announced the first confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state and declared a state of emergency for Ohio. Though just three individuals have tested positive so far, the state and employers are preparing for a wider spread of the disease. WOSU's Nicole Rasool has been looking into how local companies are preparing and what would happen if more people had to work remotely. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks, Claire.
So who did you talk to today?
First, I started with the state of Ohio. I talked to Bill Teets, who's the spokesman for the Ohio Department of Administrative Services, and he said that if needed, alternative work arrangements will be put in place.
We recently reminded state agencies and encouraged them to be prepared to implement alternative work scenarios, including telecommuting, in case we have a critical event.
Teets also said that the governor has requested increased cleaning in state office buildings.
Governor DeWine instructed the Department of Administrative Services to increase housekeeping and janitorial services. We're doing that by increasing the number of times a day we clean our common areas, our door hardware surfaces, all of that. We've also added hand sanitizing stations in high traffic areas.
And at the city level, I talked to Robin Davis, who is the Director of Media Relations for the City of Columbus, and she commented on how their workforce is a bit different.
Columbus is in a little bit of a different situation from some of the other employers because we have so many people who are frontline workers. The police, fire, refuse collection, those are jobs that can't be done remotely.
Davis said the city is working on identifying non-essential employees and ensuring that they have the capability to work from home.
Well, and technically the largest employer in Central Ohio is our employer, is Ohio State University. It's got about 33,000 employees. What did the university have to say?
Yeah, so university media and public relations didn't directly address the question of what kind of preparations are underway for flexible work arrangements for faculty and staff. However, they did point me to a website with updates on the virus that they've sent to the university community. Most of these updates related to travel restrictions and disease prevention guidelines.
So how is the Wexner Medical Center preparing? What does that focus on?
Well, they have detailed information on the website that Ohio State pointed me to regarding how they will intake patients.
Okay, those that are actually impacted by coronavirus.
Correct.
I mean, speaking of the medical sphere, some of the biggest employers here in Central Ohio are in the healthcare space. Obviously, it's going to be a very demanding time for them. Any word on what they could be doing?
Not really. I didn't hear back from Mount Carmel, Ohio Health, or Nationwide Children's. However, we did report last week that the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, Mount Carmel, and Ohio Health have all been preparing for the virus since January.
Any other companies that are planning for this around here?
Yeah, so I spoke with Katie Delaney at Battelle, and she noted that, like many of the other organizations, her company is encouraging telecommuting, reduced business travel, and housekeeping and public health campaigns. However, she also mentioned that they're trying to be very transparent in addressing employee concerns about the virus.
We are communicating every day with our employees about this. And so, in fact, we had a big panel discussion last week with our doctor on staff and our human resources person and other experts to field questions from our staff members.
Additionally, I talked to a public relations representative at Nationwide who said that although the coronavirus has not impacted their operations to date, they are monitoring it.
Okay, well, we will be keeping up to date with this story. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you, Claire.
WOSU's Nicole Rasool following up with some of the biggest employers in Central Ohio and how they might handle large amounts of people affected by the coronavirus. This is 89.7 NPR News.